Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
In last week's episode, we talked about our guilty pleasures such as stalking people on social media or watching wrestling shows.
Again, if you missed that episode or any previous episodes, you can go check it out after finishing this episode.
Just click on our podcast or YouTube channel or any platform that you're listening to right now.
So for today's episode, we're going to talk about pet peeves, which are some things that may seem subtle or not so big of a deal for other people, but for you, these things are insufferable.
Suffering.
Yeah.
So let's start with the one question first. Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself the kind of person that have a lot of pet peeves?
I want to say no, mm-hmm. but maybe it's just because I hope I'm not the kind of person who gets annoyed very easily.
Those who say they don't have many pet peeves are basically have tons of them, you know?
Like me?
I admit I am one of these people.
Oh, so you do have a lot of pet peeves?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so can you name like your top three pet peeves? Like three is mildly irritating and the number one is like the one that absolutely drives you crazy.
Okay, so I hate people who are texting while walking because they'll become slow walkers, mm-hmm. and it's dangerous, especially when you are in a rush to go somewhere.
That's actually my pet peeve too. Especially those people, they always like to walk on the center of the sidewalk and blocking everyone else.
Yeah, why don't you just stop it and text your message? What about yours?
So if I can only pick three, like as if I have many, I guess my number three would be people mixing a lot of English vocabulary in daily Chinese conversation.
Uh-huh, I understand that.
Yeah, especially those very common words that you can easily speak in Chinese. Like, I can give it a pass if it's a word that is more common in English or it's difficult to translate into Chinese, like pet peeves. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a very accurate mm-hmm. word for pet peeve in Chinese. Or you have just been staying abroad and speaking English for a while.
So this kind of situation happens a lot in Taiwan's corporation culture.
Yeah, yeah, like they like to use a lot of...
We say it's technical terms. Some of them are not really technical terms.
Yeah,
they're just basic daily
vocabulary.
Yeah.
And they can't actually speak very fluently.
Yeah, you just... you just pronounce it incorrectly.
Yeah. So what's your number two?
My number two is people who chew really loud. Like, the sound of chewing with mouth open just literally killed my appetite.
Uh-huh.
The sound of reminds me of pigs eating sound. Like, you know, pig is just eating like this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's disgusting. And when you just happen to have your lunch, mm-hmm. and I will move to another place if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have no place to go, I would rather skip the meal than suffer from it.
So you'd rather skip the meal?
Yeah, sure.
That's...
Why not? It's a hell. It's a life hell. Just eating with the sound.
So, let me guess. What if you have a friend who chew very loudly? Do you just like not invite
I would try
him?
Not to eat with them.
Or yeah. do you just stop being friends with them?
If I meet up a new friend and I will observe if they will eat with mouth open.
So that's like your qualification for your
my
friend.
Criteria. Yeah.
Okay.
Top one on my list.
Okay. So I think my number two is people who sing super loudly along with the songs during a show or a concert. Don't get me wrong, I think singing along during shows or a concert is perfectly fine and I enjoy mm-hmm. doing it as well. But my problem is with those people who sing along super loudly next to me. it's like, excuse me, but this isn't a karaoke show and I didn't pay the tickets to listen to your singing.
Yeah, I understand you. It's like, I'm paying for listening to this singer.
Yeah,
song.
The singer and the yeah. band.
And I'm not paying for listening your terrible singing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I see. So you have to pick two friends to go to concert with you and you got to sit in the middle. Would that help?
Well, they could help, but if the person who sings super loudly is behind you, and it's like a surrounding, like, around you.
Yeah, like in the movie theater.
Yeah.
So, what's your number one, top one?
Okay, so the number one for me is probably going to be a bit weird for other people.
Shoot it.
But I hate it when people just start talking right after the movie starts rolling the credit scene in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I usually sit through the credit
so
scene.
So weird.
Sorry, it's my pet peeve. I usually sit through the credit scene because I think it's a part of the movie and it gives me like time to reflect on and process what I just watched. And I know a lot of people don't care about that, which I'm okay with. But the thing is, if they don't care about the credit scene and they want to discuss about the movie, they can just go outside instead of sitting in the theater and talking like no one's there.
I am actually fine with your top one pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
And I am probably the person you might hate.
Okay, so you're the one who talks.
Yeah, I understand people and they're most so important, so they are mm-hmm. on the credit
yeah.
rolling scene.
Yeah.
But I mean, at that time, you got the time to mm-hmm. discuss the plots, and only if you got a certain friend on the rolling car, and I would sit until my friend rolling up and be quiet for a moment, but most of the time, I would just take the moment as a best time, a best opportunity to, you know,
discuss the movie.
Yeah, so look at him, he's so handsome. And look at this scene, it's so fierce, right?
But what if they usually play like the soundtrack when they roll the credit scene, right?
And
sometimes the soundtrack is really good, you gotta listen to it. Sorry, it's my pet peeve.
Okay, I would whisper at my friend's ears. So yeah, so
okay.
I also respect those people like
okay.
you. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your number one?
My top one pet peeve is probably your top three level, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
So it's overusing exclamation marks in emails.
Mm-hmm.
I've received tons of them, and it feels like the sender is yelling at me, and the person is like furious out of no reasons,
mm-hmm.
right? I just say make good use exclamation marks, my friend. You know, when you use exclamation marks as commas, but you just click on the email and like
the sound is playing in your head.
Yeah, and it's popping, it's like a loop.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's so rude.
So do you tell your friends like if they use exclamation?
I did few years ago, and we were no longer friends
because of this.
Yeah. My ex co-workers.
Oh, it's okay. It's
yeah,
fine.
It's fine.
You don't have to be friends you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some other behaviors that you find slightly annoying in your daily life, but you won't like point them out, or you do? I don't know.
There are plenty of them. As long as the action won't interrupt me, I'm fine with them.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm gonna talk about mine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna complain.
I'm gonna let you complain in this episode.
Okay, so one behavior is people saying, huh? Instinctively.
Excuse me? Okay.
Yeah, when they have clearly heard what I just said. And I know they heard it the first time because they start replying to me while I was trying to repeat myself again. Like, why ask huh when you clearly heard it the first time?
I mean, what if that person just literally don't understand your meaning?
Then that's fine. But like most people, they reply huh like it's their instinct.
Okay, just saying huh out of no reason.
Yeah,
right? So
yeah.
It sounds like it's a pet phrase, I could say. Pet phrase in Mandarin is 口头禅. So
yeah.
The pet phrase, PET, also exactly like today's topic, pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand how to make listeners feel being criticized.
Yeah, it feels like, can't you understand what I just said?
Uh-huh.
Like, am I
like,
not
sorry.
Making myself clear?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So, I got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Another one is when I hold the door door open for the people behind me and they don't even say thank you.
Okay.
Or when I press the open button in the elevator so everyone can walk out and they just don't say thank you. I don't know what it is, but it just slightly annoys me.
So you just don't hold the door for them?
I would. I still do, but like they just walk right past me like I'm not there holding the button for them.
Okay, just like you work for the company or something else.
Yeah, I'm not the elevator girl or elevator boy.
Yeah. So are there any pet peeves of others that you just don't think is a big deal?
I would say the top one that I don't understand are clean freaks.
Clean freaks.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest first, like I'm not a very tidy person.
Me too.
And my room is usually a mess, but I'm definitely not dirty. I always try my best.
For the record.
Yeah, for the record. To clean things up, but I just don't understand those super clean freaks. For example, I have a friend that does not allow anyone on her bed. She doesn't even allow herself to get on the bed before she takes a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So like the bed is a super clean and sacred place for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of understand why you don't want others to be on your bed because it's kind of like your own territory. Yeah, but not allowing even yourself to lie down before taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
No, like unless I'm full of sweat or something, otherwise the first thing I want to do when I get back home is just to lie down on my bed.
I do actually got a friend totally like this, and if she doesn't get a chance to take a shower and she would rather sleep
on the floor.
Yeah, I know
my friend, that's my friend too.
Totally okay, but I mean, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
they would just rather sleep
on the floor.
Yeah,
because that way their bed would be
dirty,
contaminated with some kind of germs.
Yeah,
invisible germs.
Yeah, so I totally respect that. They have their own territory, so I do have mine. Hopefully, everyone can respect one another.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we are all humans. We have our own pet peeves, and that's okay. Sometimes complaining about others' annoying behaviors can even make us feel better.
Like I feel much better after this episode. I feel
great.
Making a confession.
Great. Yeah. So that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.
You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eisland.com.tw, for more information.
I'm Claire.
I'm Elise, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.